Hi, this is Michelle Anderson, and this is the second half of my chat with Paul LePage, who's running for the governor of the state of Maine. Paul was nice enough to take a few hours out of his Father's Day to meet me for coffee in the governor's restaurant in Waterville.
What we don't need is the gridlock of them and us. And I'm going to fight that. I mean, I'm going to go to leadership on both sides. In all the independents that hopefully we get more independent elected this fall. And I'm going to say that if you don't agree with me, let's go to the people and see what they want. And I'm going to be very, very transparent to Maine people. They're going to have a lot to say on how we're going to govern because we're going to be listening.
You know, one of the first things I noticed when I moved to Maine, just reading the newspaper, is that there are some criminals who get more time and others who get less time. One of the things I noticed is a lot of criminals that get 20 years with all but 2 years suspended, that sort of thing. And then I take a look at people who have drug problems, and I see that they're actually getting, it seemed to me, reading the paper, they're actually ending up with more time. Do you have anything in mind for drug and alcohol rehab? Any sort of diversion? I mean, we have overcrowded jails at the same time. Have you given thought to that?
I haven't given attention to any individual crime. Mm-hmm. What I am looking at and what we're going to be looking at and what I've heard an awful lot about is the lack of transparency in our judicial system here in Maine and the fact that it's very, very secretive, and I don't understand why it should be. It would seem to me it should be transparent. People should know what to expect. And if you're going to commit a crime,
you should know the consequences.
And so I'm going to be working on that. I intend to take a very, very hard look at the judicial system. I'm planning to meet with the members of the Supreme Court and Superior Court. In fact, the Chief Justice has invited me to sit with her and have a discussion. And I've noticed in a couple of websites that rate Maine very, very poorly on judicial transparency, and that's going to be a big issue for me.
Okay.
There's also several convictions that have occurred over the last 20 years that I don't understand why, when new evidence and new DNA and new scientific information comes out, that there's such a reluctance to look at it. And
well, I think part of that is that it involves somebody saying, oops, we were wrong. And I find a lot of times that you know, when you get right down to it, that really is a big problem for a lot of people. I mean, it's why we still have Jericho, right? Nobody will go, okay, well, that didn't work.
Well, that's a shame because, quite frankly, I hope the Maine people aren't thinking that they're going to elect a perfect governor because I make mistakes all the time. Ask my wife. But the fact of the matter is, if you make a mistake, you got to own up to it. And it's not right to hide it. We have to own up to it if we make mistakes. That's how we're going to get better. The only way to improve is understand your mistakes. If you're unwilling to admit to making a mistake and unwilling to own up to it, quite frankly, you're never going to improve.
That's right. You're going to keep making that mistake.
Yeah.
You know, there was a candidate during this during the primary season who talked about an old woman in skitter ruts with frog eggs in it. Vernal pools. It scares me. I have a bathtub that I love. I'm afraid that the feds are going to take it over. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Number one is this is, it's not only the feds, it's the state regulations as well. I will tell you that the federal government is not going to be very pleased with a governor for Governor LePage, because Governor LePage will insist on living by the Constitution. And if they have the authority, that's fine. If they don't have the authority, then I believe states' rights will take over and we will make the decisions. It was intended for the 50 states to try and look at different things and to take the best and leave the worst. And the federal government is trying to do everything from the top down, and they think that everything they do is right, and they've made plenty of mistakes over the years, and we need to have state sovereignty, and I intend to live by our ability to govern ourselves.
One last question. I've been kind of wondering this because I know you're a history buff, or like me, you read a lot of history stuff. Who would your favorite historical figures be? Give me three favorites.
My three favorite historical figures or presidents or...
Whatever.
My favorite president, of course, is Abraham Lincoln. I think he was a man ahead of his time, and thank God he was there when we fought the Civil War, because I don't know that any other person during the 1860s could have saved the nation. I'm a big fan of Harry Truman. We're going to be doing a lot of what he did in 1948 in this campaign. And, of course, Ronald Reagan, to me, in the 20th century, Ronald Reagan was the best president that we had. I believe that I'm a firm believer that government, the intent of government is to keep, to allow people to grow and prosper. And this nation grew on that basis, you know, individual rights, state sovereignty, government assisting but staying out of the way. Let him grow. I mean, the only program that I know in my lifetime that's ever worked, that the federal government's ever put in that worked, was the GI Bill. I think every other program that they've ever tried failed. But the GI Bill was a wonderful bill because it allowed the individuals to either get an education, start a business, and the government came in and gave them some assistance, but they got out of the way and let them go.
Right.
You know, John F. Kennedy, when he said, ask not what you can do for your country, but what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. You know, he was a Democrat, but he was a conservative. And that is gone now. We've gone from a conservative Democratic Party to a progressive party where the government feels they can take control and do everything for everyone. And I'm a firm believer that the individual is what makes a nation great. Every individual is what makes a nation great. If they have the freedom, the power, the wisdom that they develop, and then they use hard work and they prosper. When the individual prosper, it's good for the country. Versus where we're going to now, where we're an entitlement state and everyone is that depends on government weakens government, weakens the nation. And so we just need to get up, put our boots on and go out and work again. And that's what made us great and that's what's going to keep us great. If we continue the way we are now, the last several months, we're embarrassed around the world. We have an oil spill in the Gulf that everybody seems to want to ignore. Nobody wants to take responsibility for. They talk tough, but there's the oil still gushing up. I mean, nobody's really taking the bull by the horns. We've had 13 nations willing to assist us, and we have a federal government that says, no, thank you. I'm sorry. If I had been Obama when that started, I would have taken help from anybody and everyone that would prevent oil from getting to shore, and that's not what happened.
Paul, this has been great. I love interviewing you. It's really such an easy job. Let's just say one of my listeners wants to donate money to your campaign. How does that happen?
It's LePage2010.com. You can donate on the website. Or you can mail it to 438 Main Street, Waterville, Maine, LePage for Governor, 438 Main Street, Waterville, Maine, 04901. And that would be a great, great help. Now, in the very near future, we're opening up a new office and we'll have a new address, so you need to be watching out for it. But for the time being, if it goes there, it'll be very, very helpful.
Would you do me a favor and spell LePage?
LePage is capital L-E, capital P-A-G-E. And for some reason, a lot of people like to spell it L-A, but it is L-E, the masculine.
Thank you very much, Paul. I hope to be talking to you again soon.
Great. Thank you.
That concludes my chat with Maine gubernatorial candidate Paul LePage. I hope you enjoyed it, and I do hope that you'll tune in when next I talk to someone who will talk with me about things that concern us north of Bangor.